What's going on, guys?
What's up, T?
Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make your podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has the tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you'll need to make your podcast all in one place. And the best part about it all is Anchor is totally free.
Wow.
So you should go download Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Great, man. I'm going to do that now.
Right. See, the problem with the generation for us is that the Christians, they refuse to believe that the Bible is tainted. That, you know, because man can fuck up anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man has been able to fuck up. I ain't seen nothing that was perfect, right?
Yeah.
I ain't, right? Because we ain't seen nothing that just do what it's supposed to do forever. Without man, some man came through and fucked it up.
Not really. My thinking is, that's how the word coming through. That's how.
That's what I was about to God relate to. Perfect.
It's
the opposition. It's just the true opposition. It's the truest sign of opposition.
What?
You know, that with opposition creeping to me, you know, we born in the sin. You know, how it chose to, you know, fuck with us. Like, y'all, now y'all gotta fight this shit. I try to tell you just do the fuck I say, but now that deal with shit. You know, this like the base of Christianity, but like, motherfucker, you know, somehow this opposition is corrupt. You know,
but here's the reality.
The ongoing love of here, like, that creates infinity, like, things be infinite. It's really due to opposition,
or
like the infinite sign, the eight, the number eight. You know what I'm saying? You got two shapes that are literally the same shape, but they, you know, they look like they look at this me, bro. No real start or end of drawing it. It's like you just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They look at me. Like, that's how deep it is. But niggas don't be on this shit. Niggas not very really vocal.
Right.
It's dead. That's how everything connects.
Is that going?
That was infinite thing. Also represent everything.
Here's the thing. This is why I learned that.
Full circle. Two.
I believe in that, but here's the thing, though. I look at that one thing, the people that got the information on that one, and the people that got the information, if nobody was there, we just going off of what somebody told us. Word of mouth, and we was told
to
believe it.
Then it
it's word of mouth and believe it.
The world keep getting older and older. Like how you said, like, there's gonna be another man that come up, he gonna have his own ideas of how he took it all, man. He telling his daughter that, man, he telling his son, now this son got that, man, that's that much
awful
for the first word. And he gonna put whatever he want his spin on it, how he perceives it, and he gonna make it all up. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it's gonna get further and further away from what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's called revelation. It's about revealing the truth, because it's been too far away. That's why the last book is revelation. You see what I'm saying?
You don't know what I think about it. It's revealing to us. Revelation, when it starts talking to you.
That's all it is, revealing. It's the same as it
is. It's revealing to us, nigga, we just get a self-pass word from word. I just thought about it. We're looking at deep things.
That's our deep word
in the Bible. Jesus went against the church.
Yeah, fool, because that's what I'm saying. The church had been warped. It's church. The church is man. Like, I was trying to tell people. Like church is also man. Anything that is man has the ability to be tainted by opposition from God. You know what I'm saying? Anything that we've created can be spoiled. That's all it is. It's like, you know, that's really all it means.
Have you started?
You've been started.
Because that's the only thing that.
Oh, said that.
Oh my God, stop.
I've already said it. I've been started already. I can edit it.
All right, so go ahead and introduce the show. Let's get this going.
We can add that in now. Just keep talking. I can add that in now.
Yeah, right. But yeah, you know, like, and that's what that verse means, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about anything made by us, bro. You know, we gon', it's not gonna be true for you. It's not the true life. It's close.
I'm gonna always give you that. But it is not. The opposite, I always argue the opposite. Here we go.
What you wanna say?
I think we are perfect in the way that we're supposed to be.
Oh yeah, most certainly. You just be finishing what, if I want to continue down the road,
yeah, it's
like I
just park. You know what I'm saying? You get it. Yeah, but think about it, the perfect person in the world created an earth that allowed people to make decisions that's possibly seen it. You stop perfection.
That all goes back
and
to
perfect.
The circle, like I said, full circle, like infinity, two circles. Like that's what the circle is, the strongest shape in the planet, which is a circle, if you believe it's round, right?
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Spherical, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Right? But that's what it is, bro, the circle itself. That's why the circle is so strong, the capabilities of using the circle is so strong.
Let's talk about the church. Do you believe the Bible is 100%?
Nah, for the hell.
What do you think? Tell me your perspective on the Bible.
My perspective is, I feel like all this shit is tainted. Like Jesus shit, might have the possibility of being something that could potentially, quote unquote, be the most accurate, but still be tainted, fool. I refuse to believe that after 1,000 years that man has been so perfect. You see what I'm saying? Again, we going back to this perfect shit, right? Mm-hmm. Quality over time itself. You know, believing that perfection has been achieved, like, because these words read. You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
I just don't believe that, right?
Right.
If you believe the word that's in black ain't just consistent, right?
And you
it's hypocrisy, me. Like, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being a hypocrite, like, hypocrisy and everything in the Bible.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing people hate about God. It's like, well, it say this right here. You test me, say this, bro.
Right. How can something perfect just change?
Because it was never perfect.
Ain't nothing perfect.
That's perfection. That's perfection.
The moment people get perfection out their head, they'll be fine. The moment you get the idea of it, period, out of their head.
There you go.
Like,
that's it.
That's why I said when I first started talking, like, crime is evil, like, art is evil, like, pride is evil.
We are all perfectly imperfect.
Yeah, self-centered, right? That one, just you, that one person, bro, not worry about shit.
I got a question for you. So, you know, the biggest conversation going on in the Christian church is, do you believe in the oneness of God or a triune God? Three different personalities would make one God. This church of God in Christ.
No, fool. I believe it's plenty of gods. You did these different. It's like a rank.
Move that for me. Things.
You know, it's always been ranked to shit, right? You know, even what man do is always ranks and shit. So I don't see it no different with God.
Okay.
It's just like a next level of being, of a spirit, of an energy, right? You know, that's why some gods got what? They got cat faces. They got different animal faces. They got different things. Because, like, it's not about, you know, us, right? You know, plenty of living forms.
Right.
You know, spirits. Like, I rubbed my friend Cat yesterday. He was like, they just want them cats to do it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like your dog. Like, it might well be your bro. Yeah, home for, you know what I'm saying? You grew up with something like that. That's how strong your spirit is. You know, I fucked up. It's just a shit, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, what's inside of you, right? The spirit itself. That's how divine it is. That you can get this same energy and feeling by interacting with something that's not here. It almost feels like it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like how you put that. You are in place, so I like how you.
Oh yeah, I'm real well spoken, well memory.
Yeah, make sure you keep up, you caught up a little.
And being half time, I be learning shit as I go anyway. That's how smart nigga is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like nigga be thinking you had it before the concert, but really I be learning my shit like as I talk.
That's how you do it.
Mercury, you an air sign, so like you understand.
Yeah.
On the spot it just be right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But just how my mind is very air like.
That's interesting.
Anyway, even though it's talk, though. Well said on my way. You know what I'm saying? So shit. I'm like a divine avatar. Cause I got like three ruling signs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got three ruling signs I got a ruling sign in every. My sun sign is earth sign, and then my ascendant is cap. That's enough alone for earth sign period. Right? And then I got like my Mercury and Gemini, then my moon and Cancer.
You want to do my Mars in there?
Like that every element I have a ruling. Like a ruling sign.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I had the ability to kind of shape shift into different type of.
Okay.
I got different personalities. You know what I mean?
No, you got one. And it's all your personality.
See, you got to, like I said, you got to get the prime out of your head. The moment
I get what you're saying.
You just get the, just believing in prime, you know, the moment you will be so much better off.
I need some
man.
Oh yeah, I remember all this stuff.
You want to keep liberty yourself.
This just
you know what I'm saying? If I said that I'm just this one bit it, like nah nigga like you blessed with plenty of tools. Everybody tool belt different, nigga. Your tool belt got this that thing on that joint.
Yeah.
You supposed to all be come together, get shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The nigga wanna just say he just this one look. Like, you know. Leave yourself, put a ceiling on your shit, you know what I mean?
That's what I do, period.
That's how deep this one, the prime go. That's how deep all that type of shit go. It's kind of like scary. Like, the opposition of all sin.
No, I hear you,
it's not recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to do a podcast and then you ain't ready for it.
Give me some shade.
Right, this is your idea, nigga. It might right here.
You gotta pause it. Let's come over with
this. It's not recording.
I don't got nothing.
I need something to put on.
Yeah, you need something to put on. You sitting down. I ain't gonna see your shirt.
I ain't gonna see these big buck eyes.
Because your eyes ain't buck.
Yeah. It's just intellectual side. This is more my air side kicking in.
Yeah.
Right? But on my guitar, so it's being done in a style that's very nonchalant and very, you know, not over the top like Gemini, but I still,
Gemini, they
you know, I have the ability to do what they do as well, but it's just
Gemini is intellectual, they like to show you the crazy side.
Yeah.
But they just the same.
That's really what the ruling planet should be like. If you got a dominant, a planet ruling in his, a sign ruling in his planet,
yeah.
Like your natal chart, that's really, it's what it says, like you can do what they do as well, but 9 to 10 is gonna be done like guitars would do, right? In the style of guitars, you know what I'm saying? But I had a build. I have about like some. They really do it well, right?
Right.
I ain't gonna be able to talk better than Gemini, right?
Why is it?
Okay, it's being prime, it's being perfect, right? But in this case, Zodiac is telling the person that they do this the best so they can learn from everybody around them. They surround us. This with the circle.
I ain't gonna put the camera on.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the circle represent. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I just thought about when you said all them odd numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three.
Like, what I'm making beats,
three,
I always pay attention.
One.
Yeah. Like, pay attention lately. Like, you know, like, you always pay attention when you make a beats. Like, I always look at how many gigahertz.
I see what you're saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because if I know numbers that's like bad.
What you mean? The show already going good. On.
Oh.
What you talking about?
Oh, is it going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay.
Like I told you, I'm going to edit it.
Like, I know numbers that's good. I know numbers that's bad. Every person got a unique
But the conversation going to be live on here, though. This but it ain't going to be, you ain't going to, the camera not going to be on, though.
Yeah. You know, you big numerology?
Mm-hmm.
You do numerology?
Nope. I just learned it. That can't
numerology again, right? The value.
I ain't gonna lie. I just,
you know, it's just value. You're just saying this value is good for you, this value is bad for you. That's literally what it's saying. Like,
it's deriving meaning.
It just, but just being represented as a label, which is a label for. But something to give us and put us all on a level playing field on just what weight is, what height is, what that all it is, but it's just value.
Right.
And a lot of times, numbers represent how you look at yourself in a way. And it might have nothing to do with the value, just how they're drawn together. Like my favorite joint is 11. You know, it's the first sign up opposition.
Okay.
And it represents, you know, somebody on the other side that's similar, but they just not right where you stand. They kind of flip. You draw that line down between the legs, you know, it's one and mirrored one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The first instance when these two are very like, you know, this is basically attraction, meet something that you like, you know what I'm saying? That's literally what I was just saying, like relationships, right?
Right.
But I didn't understand all that. That's why, like, I used to hoop in the living room. I'm cold and fucking with.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, like, this is like my number, like, because it's like.
Make sure you tell me this deal with her.
Yeah.
I said the camera's not going to be home. Bro, anybody want to record your ass?
Yeah, it's a podcast. My podcast. Traditional
podcast. It's just going to be audio.
That, yeah, okay. Traditional podcast and have it. But, okay. But yeah, but that's my favorite number. In 8, you know what I'm saying? I like numbers like that are symmetric, extremely symmetrical.
I guess. Question. Yeah. Let's talk war.
War.
Do you think that America is about to be drawn into World War III, or are we already there?
Is it gonna be another war that just happened on Earth? I really don't. I don't think it's the end of the world. No, but people might, a lot of people die this time, probably, but they don't really know the world. I think end of the world in traditional terms is more so like genocide, it don't really mean like the world gonna explode or something and then it's gonna be nothing, right? Black hole or something. It don't mean that, fool.
I don't even buy into none of these.
It might be another mass killing or something, right? Like killer or something type shit.
Steve, folks, we don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It's still been mass killing, counter-terrorism. But it's just, we don't know. One day we just popped here.
Our mama hit us. And from the moment at 2 years old, the indoctrination started.
Yeah, programming.
We go to school.
Programming, yeah.
Let me tell you,
that
we just don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The government is the devil, bro. Because the government is the person trying to tell you that it's prime, it's one, and I'm that motherfucker. We that motherfuckers. That's them really trying to tell people that this the only voice you need to be worried about, well, answering to, is this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't did nothing for you. Barely do shit for their own for this rich. You know, everybody taking an L somehow. You know what I'm saying, right? Like because they got us fooled, thinking that it's a color thing.
Is it some shit that
it's programmed?
People told
like,
us.
It's same shit. Because everything has opposition, right?
Yeah.
You was just
that's
speaking
where I'm
on
coming
the
from.
Like, boom, now I'm speaking on like on the flip side. Like, it ain't no false none of this shit.
Yeah.
It's just that people try to attempt to get one answer.
That's why I don't
really
go the opposite way.
Watch nigga, bro. Yeah, it feels like in a moment I learned duality in its truest form
like that,
I begin to just not be stressed out, not be
worried
about shit, not be worried about these niggas to understand.
Yeah.
That's the true idea of hope itself.
Yeah.
Because if I believe in one thing, how could I ever have hope that something else would be in it?
Yeah. You know. How do you believe in one and not the opposite of it?
Mm-hmm.
The potential of it happening.
Right.
Or not happening.
The scale of it. That's what that's where you always knew this, right? I ain't learned this until like the past couple of years. Like just and polishing it up, right?
Yeah.
That's something you kind of born with.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You probably a strong mathematician. Like algebra, like simplify this equation. Like the little simple joints.
I ain't get it.
Get the joint. Like it'd be one on two sides, and you gotta match it down.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, but if it's on, I ain't going with the numbers.
Yeah.
But shit, when you look on my report card, you'll see. You see what I'm saying? They would have to do for what needs to be showed up.
Yeah, that probably was like that. That how they really my white good friend, one of my good friends, he white, that man's so smart, he's a cold man, show the teacher the whole different way on how to do shit. And she be like, damn, this nigga smart as fuck. Like, I just be smelling, he says, what the fuck? Yeah. He had a reputation being the smartest mathematician in the century, bro. He was really.
Yeah, it ain't just
big,
it's about, like, once you find out who you are, and no matter how that motherfucker come across, it's being smart, intelligent, as being not so, as a jokester, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck you is, you be you, period.
Yeah, but you was never as simple as people would like to, it's just the traditional views on what you supposed to be.
Yeah.
Man, you a lot of motherfuckers put together, man. I'm a mix of all my experiences, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they say, God is, that's what he represent. Like that's what it's about. Like niggas be so prideful and shit. You know, we all different, but, you know, I need others to be who I am.
Yeah.
And that's why I started the shit saying, if you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everybody, that's the reality of it. You can't, ain't no such thing as individual. Or you can reach the highest heights by yourself.
Right. And that's why I feel so strong, because like that's what I'm saying, like how I said, Tariq lean more towards the relationships and da da da.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You lean more to that balance.
Yeah.
But that balance is primal too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, it doesn't have no opposite, that's just that one.
We don't even take our own, even though we may be the brightest ones, we don't even take that in consideration. But making sure you get the best outcome, like you see.
It's humanitarian lifestyle that being serious, because the world is supposed to be love, you know. Everything on this bitch is life. You know how close love and life and all this shit is together, just like just the air itself, you know what I'm saying, and Libra stuff. But just, you know, the V and whatever. But anyway, but like, that's just how I be, like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how strong you are.
Right.
You really don't understand. You don't understand how powerful this shit is, bro.
I guess.
But niggas don't. Niggas just be trying to hate each other and rob each other. Steal nigga car and shit, man. We cool. We too, man. You know what I mean, bro?
I feel you, man. I feel you.
Yeah, both of that right there, man. I could give a lot of words better. Mama, I knew that I can't be disappointed, no. Because, like how you said, you don't work that way, man, go the other way.
Yeah, but you still gotta make sure
you win,
that you know when to strike.
You knew. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You gotta know when to strike, because shit.
Right. It's like you can't see what's ahead.
Yeah.
That's why I said that in the verse, I said I can't see what's ahead, so my head in the sky. Because I can't really.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just ain't ready. I'm a street poet.
That's the hardest.
I'm like a street prophet. Hood prophet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my shit, bro. So, yeah, I'm corny in now.
Nah, that's not what happened. You know what I'm saying? My personality is developed through conversation and dialogue with people who have different concepts, ideas, and all this stuff.
Air is never consistent. Air enjoys going different directions.
Yeah.
Air doesn't
you
never
can't
go
put me
one.
In the box. You even know, if you want to, you can try your
same
best.
Thing with fire. Like, fire might just combustible,
yeah.
So it might just end up going this way, you know, because
yeah.
Some shit outside of itself, right?
Yeah.
The truth, everything is based off relationship.
Yeah.
Like, because of, like, this shit, some shit was over here, this nigga just it's flammable over there. I'm on it way, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that what it is.
Like, for real, like, this
because the earth still is steel. Now this air has to bounce off that and go. You know what I'm saying? Fire might not work over there because it's wet over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's what it is. But alchemy is pure. That's what alchemy is. Like, I'm an alchemist. Like, I don't really say I'm a witch or I'm a...
He's an optimistic person.
Astrologist is like, I'm an alchemist.
He said who?
I said, I don't refer to myself as a witch or refer to myself as a...
Why you still turning the camera this way,
girl? It's the camera ain't facing your way, girl. It's the camera not on, girl. Stop doing that shit for it. Irritate me.
Yeah, he just using it. Man.
No, I guess.
We just not holding. But yeah, but that's what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
But let's talk about this since we on the like, lowdown. The showdown, the lowdown. Let's talk about Lil B. What do you think about our president?
Man, all them niggas evil. What are you talking about?
All of them evil.
Yeah, it's a bloodline.
Do you think they might alive, who? Do you
Dude.
Think he's running America?
Who,
yeah.
Yeah, man, they don't got to turn in their songs for this shit. They get eternal life in a different way. You know, when you work for the devil, you still get eternal life. It's just through a way that people naturally, which is the opposite of life, right?
Right. But it's I'm still saying, eternal. Do you think his age?
His age.
He is pretty old.
Do you think?
Like, fool.
He's running America, or do you think he's going delusional?
Look at it like this, bro. Ain't nobody running
but,
shit.
But really, that's why they put the black lady. He made her vice president. So when
it's a distraction, bro.
So when he if something
AKA and
yeah, but so if you know something does happen to him, then we have our first black woman president too, as well. So he set that up. Like kind of lining that up right there.
Do you think he set it up, or do you think the system?
I think the people that endorsed him were the ones that were some of the stipulations for them to endorse him. And you do this, then we endorse you for this and
right.
Like that. Because that's how they win. That's how they win them elections anyway. It's all about who got the most money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The 1%. You know, and it's the
their electrical, electoral votes and shit like that is what really be counting.
Right, like why the fuck, right?
What
like,
really
the fuck
question,
this shit really come from?
What really separates the
been here right there, like, that shit, Miami, like, that's what I'm saying, that's what evil is, bro. Again, not allowing democracy and just, you know, that shit to strive and win.
Question.
So now here comes electoral votes, right? This is the end all be all, right? You know, the say-so, the last say-so, right?
Right.
Go ask your daddy if you say yeah, you good, right? Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like this. Like somebody had to again make it back, like odd, you know, prime, like three now or something. Like that's the third step you gotta go through.
You know,
it has no contrary. And then we try to force it down your throat so that you don't.
We don't force it, they tell it. Our problem is
they
don't understand
it. Forces and doctors, like,
they tell us, you know, see, you saying.
You gonna see, you gonna, cause you gotta go to school, so you gonna come across this shit.
Yeah.
And the moment an idea is planted in your head, you
know
have
saying?
That moment to agree or disagree.
You're not selecting anybody, you electing them. That means they've already been selected.
I know.
Elected, two different things.
Right. I was just saying how we pawns and shit, like what a doctrine truly is, like planting information in one's head. You know, that's literally
right.
How it is. I represent information, like, communicating it, transcribing it, comprehending it. That's why I talk like I talk. You know,
because
it's needed to move information around to people, right? Communication itself, I graduated from school of communication.
Yeah.
You know, like studying media, studying like so many different elements of how we are taught to live how we do by other men. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Not by God, right? This is by other men. You know what I mean? Like, this is how deep this shit is.
It is, no, it's quite simple.
I know,
like
I
said.
I know you follow, I'm just saying.
Yeah, quite simple.
Like that's how deep it truly is. Open-mindedness at its period. That's kind of what my morals is about it, you know. Like, man, I want to know the difference between what man told me to do, you know what I'm saying, another motherfucking human being told me to do, right?
Yes.
A long time ago, and what's considered divine, right? That's
right.
What the divinity represents.
When you hear the word divine, what do you think about? What's the first thing you think about?
Spirit, energy, you know, and just God himself in his opposition. Because you can't leave it out. You can't act like just because I'm shining the light on something. Right, shining the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, on light itself. I can't. Darkness is still present, you know. You won't be able to see anything if darkness wasn't present, right? You know, shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Like highlights and shadows, but like how you mixing, making.
I like that.
I ain't like that. It's just facts, bro.
I know. That's why I like it.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like borderline like a mason in my own way. But it's like, but I don't want to be one.
That was good. But I like it.
I put the timeline on what I want to learn, when I want to learn, and how I want to learn. I could never let another man just, again, right, indoctrinate a nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit, right? I can't do this again because I'm too smart. Now I see, like, that ain't the way. Right. You see what I'm saying? But it's like I want to still study earth and all the secrets.
Question. Do you think that it is a conspiracy as to why so many black men are in prison?
Yeah,
it's connected to
why, you wanna know why,
the realities of what we face.
Because it revolves around money, fool. And prison is just a way to make money. So I know it's always going to be a supreme level of evil prison. And, you know, just how the functioning of jail itself, the concept of jail itself.
Or it can be a supreme happiness.
Fuck, man.
If it's one extreme, it can be the other.
Right.
You may not see, may not see how, but it's possible. If one extreme is possible.
Yeah, but that represents darkness. That represents Satanism. If you find happiness out of things of that nature, that means you're Satanist. Like, and you ain't even know if and buts about it. Like, you can be a Christian and adopt Christian values without understanding. You can hate Christian all you want, but if you're still living in ways that are relevant to Christianity or any other type of like religion, you know that's what you're doing.
Or you can adopt ways that is in the religion and be a part of it.
Nah, that's why knowledge is powerful. Okay. Because you have to understand this type of shit. Like,
because
God, they say, like when it's judgment, man, like, God is not going to hold no. He said, man, you had all this time to learn, you ain't figured this out. You ain't figured it out.
Yeah.
He ain't going to hold. He might hold a couple of them, because they say he's merciful, but he does have mercy, but it's like he gonna let you know straight up, like, look, bro, like, this ain't it, fool.
And
that's what Tars is.
People who ain't seen him is telling you all these things we have never,
right?
All we do is believe,
right? So this is an example of me being hypocritical in the way that I'm just moving towards this one idea, odd number. You know, our number doesn't exist without even numbers. Like, that's how deep this rabbit hole is truly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how deep the rabbit hole really goes, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's scary, bro. Yeah, I try to just stop thinking and just constantly do. Because it's like, that's how much I just feel about shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it get bothersome. Like, it make it.
I know what you're saying. I definitely understand it. Moments, you gotta stop this shit and change the decision.
But I know that you have to make a choice. That I know, and it's like what you want to represent. Do you want to represent life or death? You know, like helping or harming. Like, what do you want to represent? I do know it's two different energies. I don't give a fuck what you want to name the energy or call the shit. But I know there's a foundation of this type, this source of energies that represent this, these type of things, and there's a main source of energy.
Now, with it, so you're speaking towards direction, this concept of
that's
direction.
That's what divinity is.
If direction
like
is...
You know what I'm saying? Reduce to nothing. Just fuck labels, fuck any of this shit. Just reduce all this shit. That's what I think divinity truly is. Like divine spirit, you know, that's what it is, bro.
I think divineness comes when one becomes aware of themselves.
Their spirit.
The good, the bad,
That's what I'm saying.
It's the spirit.
It's the spirit. That's what I'm saying. The energy and spirit. Interchangeable.
Yeah. Once you really become aware, you'll stop judging yourself.
Right. Because it's always awesome on the contrary.
Yeah, you'll never
be disappointed.
Yeah, because you're aware of yourself. And the reality is.
That's what Tars represent, bro. You can't tell me I'm da-da-da, bro. I know exactly what I am, for, and I'm going to tell you, fool, because that's how honest, that's where the light comes from. It's honest, bro. It's like, I'm going to let you know straight up, like, da-da, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what that is,
fool. Right.
That Libra kind of, that's like how y'all might be late on polishing it up, right?
Yeah.
I always knew that shit.
Yeah.
Never second guess.
But you'd be surprised. And I just, like, shit, I became an adult when I became aware. I just embraced shit.
That's how it be, bro. If you can't put a timetable on experience.
Yeah, that's why when you become aware,
you can't do it. That's why it's a lifetime for me. I told the bitch yesterday, like, man, it's always a lifetime, like, like battle, like, you know, I'm trying to conquer this shit, like, I'm trying to know everything, like, a real biggie, like, but it's true, though, like, you know, like, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not opinion, but it's true, like, really, like, know stuff, bro.
right.
Yeah, so I can help people.
Yeah.
Find a direction.
More importantly, it's not necessarily the right or wrong direction. It's
your direction. I literally knew you was finna say this.
Yeah, because it's the
direction.
That's
how fast my brain operates. Like, I'm saying it, and I'm like, I bet he gonna say, it is another direction.
It is another direction. Yeah. Your direction.
Right. This is what I'm saying,
your direction gonna have a mixture of all of them. You
right.
can't be one
right,
way
right.
or the other.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, try to convince
right.
you
can't,
bad,
you ain't gonna act
guilty.
Like he ain't turning on his street. I had turning on street, too. I might have turned on street.
Yeah,
or something. But I was just on this street.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? But nigga be so deep into it and act like it's his own unique route that nobody could have never been on before at any moment of this route.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how deep route is.
Everybody go on the same route of this way it looks good, look bad. Everybody,
100%. All the nigga knowledge is rock bottom on some pretty cool. You know, that's the only thing nigga gonna act like he can understand is when nigga is low. But once he going to the low, there's only a few people who will, you know, to kind of really let a nigga know I've been there too. You know, remove the pride and being able to not swoop down to this low vibration, but just acknowledge this low vibration. Period. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Niggas think you drown, then, you know, then. They gonna show you how they feel when you drown.
They always do when you're down. When you're down now,
yeah,
that's when you really see who
right.
there.
Yeah,
right. But at the same time, I feel like that a person can't be mad at that either though. They can't feel avoided because you should already what's already expected. It shouldn't already, you know. That's why I think the worst sometimes going into a situation or something. I think the worst. So if that situation does go south, then I know I don't. It's very likely for me to react.
My strongest friends admit
to show that emotion that the people that they want.
And being aware of yourself, you are aware of the good and the bad. You know
your highs and lows.
Yeah, non-judgmental.
Cause that's
you gotta be non-judgmental to even see a clear picture.
I always meet
your highs and lows.
But realistically though, everybody is judgmental.
Yeah.
Like realistically, like everybody's really judgmental. Everybody gossip. Everybody talks about he, she, it, that, you
it's
know, whatever.
That's correct.
Like I said, like when people be like, oh, I don't gossip, you lying. Because all gossip ain't bad gossip either.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, right?
Everybody, when somebody meets somebody for the first 7 seconds of meeting them, they're gonna judge them. They're gonna look at them.
Yeah,
and they're gonna come
gossip,
up with their first impression.
If all gossip was bad, we wouldn't have positive things about the first impression. Like going to meet somebody that you have a little bit of knowledge on, right? Quote unquote, right? You know what I'm saying? So if I was a little bad, then my niggas would be a devil, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Like it's just a label for this energy, bro. It represents like harm, like versus like.
Let me go a little bit deeper. It's attention. The realities we know to an emotional response.
What
is it? But see, that's what a problem be having with different things.
Is we all do it.
Everybody has emotions. Everybody reacts off of them emotions. But it's a certain time and a place where you don't use your emotion. Like women react off of emotion. They like a scenario. They dude is in the street. You know he street. He probably selling dope or something like that. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But she calling him, nagging him on the phone. Blah blah blah. You know all that goof ass shit. She know he out in the field.
Right.
But that's
not
wrong. That's
right.
Wrong because now
he got to use
his emotion to sympathize with her. So
you
know, get him off her. But that's throwing him off his game.
Yeah.
That's throwing him off his game. He got to deal with all of that shit like that, all the nagging. And she just want what she want, and she's reacting off of the emotion and not thinking about, oh, okay, well, he out in the field. Anybody can run up on him or do anything.
It's like you got to play her game just to get her off your game.
Yeah.
But that's just how women work, though, because they work off their emotions. They don't think first. They just go off the emotion first.
But you know why man is able to do that and why man is put in this position, the auto chromosomes, right? You know, a man's just a female with an extra chromosome. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, and that's why we take the lead so much, bro. Because it's like, that's how it could be built. You know what I mean?
Who told us that women are emotional? We see
we can just see
our lives, and we can see, but these labels.
They're on the opposition, like how you saying?
Yeah.
On the opposition, a motherfucker brain, a male brain, the emotional side of the lobe, right, is different lobe than making your brain with chunks and shit.
Yeah.
And then the load that cover your, that handles your emotions, way bigger than the females.
Right.
Well,
here's
the thing. That's why they have trouble just really, you know, having them manage itself.
Mm-hmm.
We really have more space to manage ours. You see what I'm saying? So it gives us a ability to focus on something else, right?
But who told us this?
But a female, a girl, gonna know when you not as mature.
Yeah.
Because it's like
women mature faster than men.
Because
it's there more women on the earth than there are men.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah. They don't pay as much attention to this.
That's just that go back to like Adam and Eve and shit like that. Mm-hmm. When she got gave Adam the damn fruit and shit like that. One, she didn't know that the serpent had just came and shit like that. She know, or I mean, not the serpent, that the God had just told him like, don't eat that fucking apple and shit. But here she go, you know, being she a woman, being a flesh,
logical,
yeah, just eat it.
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel and, like you should try it.
And of course, the man does it because he falls for flesh.
But here's the thing, though, what we're doing as humans who read it. We're creating our perspective around those words that we see in the Bible.
Right, they just label.
The reality right, is, the ones who said those could possibly have a different perspective as to why they said it.
No, look, so this is why you're wrong.
See,
this is why you're wrong. Because there's no substitution for feeling itself. Energy itself. That's what divinity is, bro. It's just that this people that's labeled this call this same feeling this label, fool. And that this label called it, it don't matter.
Hey, y'all praise the same God.
Words are over fucking rated.
That's what I'm saying.
I love words to death.
Yeah.
But they are overrated in times. Mm-hmm. That's what divinity represents again. Like it's literally removing anything man made, bro, and it's just being energy for it.
Let me illustrate it.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, just everything, period, that a nigga can ever came up with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like...
I can articulate. Let me just
really, say this. Like...
I'm going to say this and tell me. I'm going to say the same words twice. Come here. Come here. Right. Say the same word twice. Do that mean something different?
This one I'm saying. That's what we saying.
Yeah, you can read. You know what I'm saying? I believe...
What's different is the energy.
Or perspective, because the way my
on the energy, here, but they don't change the energy itself. That's what I'm saying. Energy is prime.
It is prime, but at the same time, on the perspective like, side, though, it can kind of influence it a little bit because if somebody have an outlook on it and it's wrong outlook, then it's gonna make that energy, you know. But then when you give them it right away,
that's how accurate it is.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
saying.
How energy means
like,
that
I can
you
just
would have
to anybody, fool. Like it might even take a dog, fool, and do that same shit to the dog.
Like, for instance, like, you
do
can...
do the same shit a human gonna do, fool.
But...
This is how you know energy is real, because dog, when something is wrong or something, and so, like, somebody can make, like, a whole room mood change.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, so that's that energy, like, that type of energy.
It has energy.
You can type words into a cell phone.
Like, criticize... reduced to just any, like, you know
can
what
type words in the cell phone and motherfuckers misunderstand your whole damn thing.
That's true.
That's why I hate
and
this
all
shit.
You doing
texting
was what
shit.
The hell? That's
I gotta look at you. I need to look at you. I need to see everything about you. My senses.
Face expressions.
Likewise, you don't see nothing in reality for words in the book.
Yeah, fool. And we living our life off this shit, right?
you can't judge face expression.
Yeah.
You can't judge.
I mean, what you gonna judge though?
Energy.
But what
that's
you
what
gonna judge?
It's called.
I love it, equals
well, that's judging. You can profiling.
Same.
I call it profiling because
it
I can.
Is what it is.
I can. No, body language is a serious
like
thing.
Like
but
physical mannerisms.
I can look at someone. I can look at somebody and tell if something's wrong or just
yeah.
Read their body language. They saying
didn't
something different. You know.
Didn't nobody tell us to look like this when we sad, nigga? Like, didn't nobody tell us to do none of that shit, bro. Like,
right.
So you can't, that's why I'm saying it's invalid, because it's like I'm pretty sure I don't listen to this.
When something like for instance, I know Tony can. I know that if something wrong, we won't show an emotion. So you can't really read a body language that don't have a show that doesn't show anything if we choose not to.
Right, but on the contrary, some people like me, I can't help but to show my emotions. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that's just speaking on his behalf. Like that's when duality kicks back in again. Like some
is that a choice or is that some? Are you saying that you can't or you just choose not to?
Bro, like I'm naturally the way I like how they have the video Facebook joint they throw it when God made Pisces or something. God made Taurus and he did, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it represents.
So in an instance, it's almost kind of say that you can't adapt when you need to adapt sometimes. Because in certain situations,
but it's not saying that
you said you can't.
It's just harder to do something that you naturally do. You have to know yourself well enough to be able to stop yourself in the moment and change. Everybody doesn't have that ability. Everybody does. Stronger in others than weaker in others.
Because I feel like if anything somebody wants, they're gonna go get it.
Fire
if they really want it,
do this very well.
Like if somebody really wants something, they're gonna do everything in their power to get it, or you know. Right. But so if they really wanted to not show emotion,
right. It supports that, right? It supports what you're saying, right? Because if I'm saying that I just can't do a period, then I'm not supporting. You know what I'm saying? But me saying that I can do it, it just take more work. That's what it is. That's the duality again, right? It kind of supports exactly what you're saying. What you just did.
Like, I don't know. It's just me. I always kind of look at things and I kind of like a street value or you kind of sort in a way. Yeah. And I always like book smart, but like when I know I'm in the street, like I know for sure that I won't show any emotion. You know.
Right. You gotta adapt to your surroundings. So everybody ain't as smart as you. Therefore, you can't handle them the way you truly want to because they're not gonna understand why you're doing. So now I gotta be this whole other person. That's why I was like, nobody just that person they think they is. Like I gotta be all these different people.
I completely disagree.
I disagree with that last part.
For
real?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not being anybody but me.
Yes. Even though you sitting there and you adapting to different situations, the way you talk, the way your tone, the way it is, all of these prospects is your personality. Your personality is not one tone.
All I'm saying is personality. I never said that.
I'm saying, but you're saying like you call it a facade.
No, it's not a facade. I never said, use the term facade. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, kind of facade, but it's like, okay, I put it back.
It's an insinuation kind of sort of in a way.
It's like, it's perception, bro. It's like, you got the way you look at, that's why I said that a little while ago. I said, you got the way you look at you and the way somebody else looks at you.
Yeah.
You can't tell them to look at you a certain way that you put in the Webster Dictionary about who you is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you carry yourself in a way that you
reflect more than one energy. Like you a Libra, bro, but you represent a lot of other energies too, and that's all it is. These energies depict your choices as it pertains to different things that are.
I got what you mean.
That's what the native chart is. Bro. I mean, this is how what I have. This is me dropping back to astrology mode, like going back to okay, you know, because it'd be accurate for me.
This is accurate by that definition.
That you just kind of got into your chart too, so you're not.
Definition, you don't. Our energy is not a personality until you have a collection of energies that may be the same or different. That's how you know you have one personality.
Going back to saying, like, that fire had to see something over there that it, like, that made the bitch come up, now it's going in with it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I meant by it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just a mix of my surroundings. That's really what that means. That's what I be meaning by it.
Do you allow the energies around you? Sometimes some energies is not something that you would want to have attached to you. So how do you get rid of how do you ignore the energies, the bad energies at least? Like if somebody come in the room with a bad energy, you know that energy is real. That shit can come off on you.
That shit is real.
Yeah.
It represent no. But I'm telling you, the foundation of it is what I said, help or harm, bro. Like, you got to just pick up on what this person doing.
Yeah, but your body ain't going to lie to you.
You might not. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your body ain't going to lie to you.
It's supporting that good feeling.
Like, and that other little thing that the people always be like, oh, I should have followed my first man. That ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost for them. Just ignoring the Holy Ghost. That's all it is. That little spirit guide that's trying to guide them. But you got to know which one's bad or good.
What's Holy Ghost? the problem is that people trying to figure well, the Holy Ghost is really called this, and it's called this, but it's the same.
Yeah, I kind of say it like whatever name they want to give it, you know, because just like I said, with all other religions, they praising the same person.
Like
they just put a different name. The Quran. You got the Quran. You got the Jehovah's Witness Bible. Right. You got the Old Testament. That's all this is.
It's about 12 disciples and like almost every last religion has a story about 12.
I really only really kind of believe in the Old Testament. Really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they don't touch it as much.
Here's the problem with that.
Was written in stone. You can't take that really away.
You're right, but here's the thing though. That's not the only thing but written in stone.
But it's just the language though.
There's other things that have been written in stone at the same time or in the same place. So what you've been told was to only look at this book that's been written in stone. Everything be right, they just say it is at that moment, but it's not the only. So
no, it's not just like the parts of the Bible that they took out.
Yeah. Like, that's why I said the verse. So it don't matter if it's red words or black words. Like it's been fucked with. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? If it's books you can't read, and you had bad luck for X amount of just because you looked at this book. Trust me, fool.
The real Bible was really written. It was written in Latin. Mm-hmm. The first original ones before they converted it over.
The oldest form of language, period, that transcended across the world at its first earliest would be Latin. You know what I'm saying? A language powerful enough that it actually reached different corners of the earth, the globe itself.
That's how when lawyers when they speak in court, they're speaking in a Latin sense. Right. That's how they have to word different things like
they
that.
They know it's the most accurate. Period. You know what I'm saying? Foundation of all these words. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
This is how I look at the Bible. Yeah. I think the Bible is 100% accurate in its meanings of what they were trying to in their attempt to get across. The words will be different from different languages. They may fuck up, mess up, but the reality is words create meaning. And there's many different ways to get meaning to come across in the book.
No, I think meaning was just see you think we believe divinity, you believe in the opposite. Like we believe like energy was just here before anything. And it's just that man has to make sense of it. So man put a label on it. You know what I'm saying? Just like hip hop, like nigga been the energy been around the hood. Like you know what I'm saying? The hood been like this before hip hop was even shit. Like you know what I'm saying? Just the vibe niggas got, like the type of chip on my shoulder that Rocky got versus the nigga trying to come out the struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all this energy was there before hip hop even exists. But then some white man came along, or whoever came along, called it bitch hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And now we got all these different arguments, and niggas don't like each other, and niggas don't, you know
what I'm saying? That's why they became labels, because it's like anytime somebody can put a label on something, they will, of course, they want to put a price tag to it next.
And it's evil, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you, for like, all this shit represent, like a lot of sin, a lot of sinful nature, just how man of any living thing. Like, that's what it is, bro.
Well, here's my take on it. Like you said, they got to have balance. You either have disorder or order.
Yeah.
You can have both.
There's nothing without opposition.
There you go.
Like, that's
so
it. Duality.
Itself, it can't be negative. It can't be wrong. Yeah. It can't be
duality good. never is lost in anything, bro.
Yeah,
like
just like you can have a country with no system and it can still be right.
On the flip, because I said on the other side, like how we were saying, God is never present it's just that people don't pick something, right? Whoever, you know, whatever they represent, you know, just tell them motherfucker like, man, you gotta pick, make a choice, and you know, like that type of shit, you know, I don't know, it's so deep and it's scary, bro. And it's like, and that's why it's like, man, like I think men will never understand this shit to its fullest, but it will always be a level of rank and everything because people, amongst people who choose to go after these type of knowledge, knowledge truly is power, you know, and all this shit supports this statement. You know, I try to tell kids this shit, you know, just looking at it, like, you gotta be smart out of it, like, and can't nobody tell you what your own smart is, you know what I'm saying? None of this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta know what you need to work on. Only you can know, you know what I'm saying?
They go into a person knowing who they are and stuff
right.
Like that.
You don't need to tell yourself this shit.
But sometimes you need people around you to help point that out.
Right. And that's why they say, that's
you
why
can really miss it.
The Trinity, the Holy Trinity, even though it's sometimes referred to as unholy, you know, but you know, them three entities, you know what I'm saying? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, it's just saying those are the three entities, those are the three forms of human, like human spirit, human, whatever, right? It's like you have the divinity itself, like, you know what I'm saying, right? And then you got man himself. You got what's in man's heart, like the spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we trying to transcend into something bigger, which is kind of like God. Like Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? God, Jesus, Spirit. Mm-hmm. Whatever label you want, you know what I'm saying? Based on what you believe in. it's called
thing,
this, this, and that.
My thing is, if God is who you say that he is, he can not only come as the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He can come as air trees. He can come as stumps. He can come as fire. He can
God
come
is
as
everywhere.
Yes. So God you can't just limit him to three.
But you got to understand, it's not that you limit him. It's just that he gave this guy named Lucifer. In my head, right, what I've been taught, somehow they say he gave it to him or whatever, but somehow there's still another energy that is not like God. And it's quite powerful. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Like the war you don't see, right? Christians always say that, but they don't really truly understand it to the depths of it, as far as the universe is concerned. Because they so stuck on this one fucking book, right? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Again, prime leading you wrong, astray again, fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, because this motherfucker is stuck on one fucking book. I ain't give a fuck what the folks over there had to say about it. Just like, dude, we on this, like, you're indoctrinated.
That's 7 billion people.
Like, it can't be all true.
You know, yeah, all these billions of people, you only get 375 million Americans that's Christian, and you have 2 billion that's this religion of people, you just can't say with a breath, bitch, it's wrong.
Right. I don't think, and this when you got this is when you got to begin to have this conversation with people of different religions, because you got to get their opinion on things as far as divinity itself. Because it's just if divinity, I believe that this that my mindset on it is true. If I can find different people, different walks of life that can truly acknowledge things reduced to just purely, as long as like, and that's what coexists represent, that's what the speaker is supposed to be. The idea is that I can go anywhere and make sure that motherfuckers got the same idealism on spirit, and not my spirit, it's just spirit and energy itself. Make sure that I ain't just high or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I dreaming, pinch? You know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure that all this shit is legit, right? Check out. That's why they say you go travel, you go, you know. You just gotta make sure that you check out. But they kind of have the divinity and shit.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break real quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to.
It's been an hour already on here, so it's warning me.
I'm really.
Get back to y'all in a minute.
What time?